The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Just you and me here today, along with thousands of other listeners. And thanks for everybody that checked in online. Charles, John B., Arnold, Theodore, we appreciate that. And even Sparky down there at the house. So we got an interesting email. It says, some years back, I was with a university campus in central Maryland with a three-acre pond. We hosted an annual children's fishing derby for the staff. Very popular. We'd stock the pond with trout several days ahead of time, let them acclimate and get hungry. We obtained permit from either DNR or Fish and Wildlife Service to legally stock the pond. Local sporting retail stores were very generous in providing prizes and mementos for the age categories. Hot dogs and drinks were on site, as were staff who were adept fishermen to help the parents and kids who were less so or brand new. Sadly, like the story this morning, we had the same problem. Odell's story this morning, we had the same problem with adults trying to ruin the children's experience by coming on site and fishing the pond ahead of time. We had to post new fishing signs and provide 24/7 watch to keep them out. I think we advised the county police of the off-limits period. They would respond. Once the derby was over in the early afternoon, the pond was again open to all comers. They started lining up on the ridgeline like Indians in the old westerns, getting ready to swoop down and attack the moment the derby was over. What is wrong with people? You know, what's wrong with people? Have we become a society of takers, trying to grab what's, you know, what we think is, you know, or take advantage or whatever? I mean, we're talking about kids having a good time, going fishing. But you've got adults with fishing rods in their hands who somebody had to take them fishing when they were kids, who grew up into these greedy SOBs that just think that they can take advantage of every opportunity. What is that, Chris?
It's me, 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 me.
Me, me, me. I know it's me, me, me. I get it. But where's our charity? Where's our giving? Where's our sense of, you know, the future? These kids, you know.
Sadly, those adults were not raised with proper manners.
They should be there helping.
Exactly.
They should be there volunteering and helping, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cooking hot dogs or doing whatever.
And let the kids fish.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Ah, that makes sense.
See, there you go. There's the problem. It makes sense.
I just don't get those. If you're one of those people, shame on you. Oh, you hear some kids' derby's going to take place on Saturday, and you know they stocked it on Thursday, so you're going to go in there Friday and take advantage of it. That's just, that kind of person just makes me mad. It just does. I don't get it. I don't understand it, but, you know, that's just me. That's just me. So, do you feel the same way? Or do you feel that, hey, open to all comers, it's public property, let's go fish it no matter what. Even though you know the kids' derby's coming up on Saturday, Hey, they stocked it. It's public. I'm going. Hell with them kids. Let's hear about that. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. And if you're listening from somewhere outside of the state of Maryland, like Delaware or, oh, I don't know, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, even the Eastern Shore, you can give us a call. Just kidding.
Yeah. No, you got the internet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's on first?
Huh? Yeah. We got John down there in Alabama listening. We got folks in Florida listening. New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago you got that call from somebody from New Zealand.
Yeah, not really.
And those are the people we know about.
Yeah.
We don't know about the people over in England and places like that.
Ecuador.
There you go.
All right. Mike in Granite, how are you?
Pretty good. And you?
Good. What's up?
I've heard of breakfast in bed, but this is the first time I've ever heard of broadcast in bed.
I've only been here 30 years, buddy.
Listen, did you hear about the cat fence that Australia put up?
I did.
Okay. I just wanted to check with you on that.
Yep.
Thought it was, you know, maybe we should try the same thing.
For what?
Down on the southern border. No, I was amazed that this cat fence is going to extend to like 89 miles when it's complete.
Right. Right. Well, here's the thing. We have people who are not from this country who are fishing on Kent Island that are able to leap from one end of the bridge to the other. So I'm not sure the fence is going to be able to help them. I don't know if you heard that earlier or not, but
no, I didn't.
Yeah, well, the show's on from 5 to 7, just for future information. Okay.
Yeah.
We read a report earlier on from the Department of Natural Resources News Service. This is from the. Let me see if I can find it here again for those of you just joining us. Oh, my gosh. This time of year, I've got so many emails. It's unbelievable. There it is. Yeah, let me read this again. Okay, this was actually on a DNR press release. Hold on. It takes a second. There's Fran coming up. But the cat fence, it fascinated you because it's 89 miles long and it's meant to keep feral cats from continuing to expand their range into Australia and to destroy the native species. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's some sort of park or wildlife reserve that they are trying to protect a certain couple of species from feral cats.
Right. Right.
And it's like 8 or 9 miles long, but they said when it's complete, it'll be something like 89 miles.
Yeah, so all the cats have to do is get ahead of where they're building it, right, to get to the other side.
Course.
Yeah, that's going to do a lot of good. Okay, so here's the press release. Officers on late night patrol in Kent Narrows charged two Prince George's County men with multiple counts of illegal fishing. Shortly after midnight on May 13th, officers saw men fishing from the Kent Narrows drawbridge. They watched one man spring from one end of the bridge to the other. That is the sentence. They watched one man spring from one end of the bridge to the other.
Spring.
That's what it says. They watched one man spring from one end of the bridge to the other. Now, if you think a fence is going to keep those people out, if you can spring the span of a bridge, you can get over that wall in a heartbeat.
You sure they didn't mean he was stringing a line?
It says they watched one man spring from one end of the bridge to the other.
Got to be a typo.
Well, they need to do their spell checking before they put it out to the public.
Yeah, but spring is a word, so spell check doesn't always find that.
Correct. Exactly.
Leech and breach.
Why is that even in there? They saw men fishing from the Kent Narrows drawbridge. They watched one man spring from one end of the bridge to the other. As they got closer, I mean, I don't even understand the whole paragraph. The officers noticed a backpack leaning against the drawbridge and found 8 undersized striped bass inside. You know, here's what I would say. And I'm a writer. I'll admit it. Shortly after midnight on May 13th, officers saw two men fishing from the Kent Narrows drawbridge. They observed a backpack belonging to the men leaning against the drawbridge. Why did they have to say they saw somebody spring from one side of the bridge to the other?
Lord knows.
I don't know. Just for the radio. They did that for my radio show. All right. Hey, Mike, got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, girl. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, first of all, the guy that could spring from one end to the other.
Yes.
You remember the old Exxon commercial with Tony the Tiger? Maybe he had a tiger in his tank.
He may have had a tiger in his tank. You never know.
Then the Bears that are coming headed to Baltimore.
Yeah, they're surrounding Baltimore, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's too bad we can't deputize them. We have a shortage here.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Well, we if they're too stupid to cross the highway without getting hit, do we really want them?
They're in training.
Oh! All right.
Anyway, I'd renewed my fishing license about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try fishing from the shore first, you know.
I think that's a great idea.
Now, let me tell you, the people that decided to rush and take the fish away from the children.
Yeah.
And they wonder why they have a problem with bullying in the schools. These are the parents of the bullying kids.
Hmm.
And they are taught to take what you want when you can get it, regardless. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have problems with the bullying. This is probably their parents. And the me, selfish generation.
Yep.
You know, is here.
Yep.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to learn to think ahead of them. Oh, I tell you what that reminds me of.
What?
I lost myself many years ago. You know how they were giving away the free cheese?
Oh, I do remember that.
And people got in line for that free cheese.
I do remember that. And there were fights broke out and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as you tell people they can get something for nothing, so they think, they're in line. I remember seeing people in line that I know had good jobs and money. I said, what are you doing in the cheese line? They're giving it away, you know. Same thing with the fish.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say about it. I mean, I can't express enough annoyance with people. I won't say outraged. That's an overused word. I'm outraged. No, I'm just annoyed with these people that take advantage of something that's supposed to be good for the kids. Jump in there, volunteer, be a part of it, wait your turn. You know, it's a fish. It's
well,
a fish.
What?
It's not, you know, it's a fish, for
mm-hmm.
God's sake.
Well, you know what I always tell you? You got to know your enemy. Now that they have let you know how they feel and what they're capable of doing, you simply make a counteractive plan to prevent this next year.
Which would be what?
Well, maybe they could put up a sign for the that they're going to have the fish for the children,
mm-hmm.
and no fishing here allowed till Saturday. You know, put that up Thursday or Friday, and then perhaps how they pay attention to signs.
Right.
But you could find out how we could prevent it.
How about this sign? Okay. Kids fishing tournament on Saturday.
Right.
Don't be a jackass and fish now.
Right.
Or don't be a jackass.
Oh, I know a sign.
Why do you have to have patrols to keep people off of a... It's a public resource. I get it. It's a public resource. Okay?
Oh, I know a sign.
What?
Smile. You're in Candy County.
You like that? Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well... All right, you guys have a nice day.
All right, thanks. Counteract. Hey, Tom suggests exploding fish.
Well, you think of something.
Fred says they're all levels of crime.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, good. All right, guys.
All right.
Hey, Fran, thanks for the call, girl.
No problem.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Howard in Towson, Maryland. How are you? Hello, Howard.
Alan?
Yes, Howard.
I just got a question. What does that wolf face look like, that one you said the guy caught in the state record?
Warmouth, W-A-R-M-O-U-T-H.
Oh, what does it look like, since I can't see?
It looks like something between a bluegill and a rock bass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little panfish, 10-ounce fish.
All right.
Okay.
Do you know any organizations in Maryland that takes the disabled blind people fishing? Or do you know where we can go?
Let me think about that. I'll reach out to DNR and see what they have, if anything. But I'm thinking there might be some charitable organization that can help you out. There's a lot of charitable organizations out there for kids, but I don't know about organization for disabled adults, other than the hunting organization where I'm a director, and that is the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. But are you a veteran, Howard?
Unfortunately, no, sir.
No, okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we put you on hold? Chris will get your number. And if we come up with anything, or anybody who's listening has a suggestion, we'll be able to get back in touch with you.
More willing to pay for gas and stuff.
Sure.
Up out there.
I got it. Are you mobile, Howard?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, good. That's a big plus. So we'll put the call out there for you and see what happens, okay?
Appreciate it, son. You have a nice weekend.
All right. Thanks for the call, Howard.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. There you go, folks. There's a challenge for you. There's a challenge for you. Whoops. Okay. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Ken Island, not far from where the fisherman was observed springing from one end of the bridge to the other. They're actually on exit 39B, which is Dominion Road. You'll see it as you get down there. Now, they're Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies at Chesapeake Outdoors. Custom bucktails, parachutes, umbrellas for trolling. They've got chum. They've got live bait. They've got frozen bait. Planer boards, lines, and flags if you're still trolling. Rods, reels, and tackle for Chesapeake Bay, the tidal rivers, and freshwater fishing. Costa sunglasses. Bubba blade knives, Yeti coolers and tumblers, and bags. They also carry guns and ammo. They've got a nice selection of guns, shotguns for, you know, waterfowl, turkeys. They can get anything. They can order anything for you if you have a special need. Raven crossbows, Matthew solo cambos, Hoyt. All the crossbows from Excalibur and 10-point Mission Barnett, Carbon Express. They're fully stocked and ready to go for crabbing season as well. Their friendly and courteous staff will be more than glad to help you find what you're looking for and give you timely advice. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Ken Island, right off Route 50. Stop by and say hello or call them at 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville. Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. You know, we're only a couple of weeks away from having our hunting licenses go on sale. And there is online a comment period for some of the new proposals for the upcoming hunting seasons. You might want to take a look at that, and I'll maybe get into that a little bit later. If not, don't worry about it. We'll get into it in plenty of time. But, well, I said that to say this. Clyde Sport Shop is ready to go. They've got the BPS pump shotgun in 12 and 10-gauge models, and just about any gauge, as a matter of fact. The BPS pump features bottom ejection. For those of you who like a pump shotgun and don't want that shell shooting out the right side and hitting your buddy in the side of the head when you're in a goose blind, the bottom ejection BPS pump is just wonderful for that. If you're looking for a new waterfowl shotgun, I'm going to give you two suggestions. One's the Maxxis, which was built just for waterfowl hunting. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and it's called waterfowl hunting perfection by the folks at Browning. And then the A5, of course, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, 12 gauge available, 20 gauge as well, 10,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. That's the A5. The 725 Satori is for all the shotgun sports, and the Buckmark pistols are for shooting or for home protection. Complete Browning selection from your Browning, full-line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number is 410-242-6108. Gunsmithing, licenses, and more at Clyde Sports Shop for the hunter and shooter.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680
WCPM. Now, Rest Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, uh-huh. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you, Red Solo
Cup. I'm sure the stock of Red Solo Cups will go up just in time for Father's Day tomorrow, that's for sure. I'm wishing all our fathers out there happy Father's Day, and hopefully you'll get to do what you want, eat what you want, and be treated like a dad. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the first caller of the day. Odell got the day started off with talking about a fishing, little fishing contest for kids down in the Lansdowne area. And the pond was stocked by DNR. They do have capacity to do that. They primarily stock these hybrid sunfish. They're crossed between a green sunfish and a bluegill. And they become a little more aggressive than a regular bluegill or green sunfish. They call the green sunfish the Jack Daniels Terrier. I mean the Jack Russell Terrier. Sorry.
Still hooked on that red Solo cup and drinking.
The red Solo cup is getting my attention for some reason. I don't know. They call them the Jack Russell Terrier, the sunfish family. So they cross the green sunfish, very aggressive, with bluegill.
Okay.
And they're hybrids. I'm not sure if they can reproduce or not, but that's what DNR breeds for these little fishing contests around the state. I mean, the kids can, I mean, they hammer a worm on a hook at the, you know, under a bobber. And they give the kids a good fight for their money. You know, even the little ones can fight pretty hard. So, but, what happens is, what Odell's call was all about, and then we've got it backed up by an email, the ponds are being stocked on a Thursday or Friday or whatever, mm-hmm. and the adults are coming in and just, just fishing the hell out of these little 3, 4, 5 acre ponds before the kids can get the first bite at the apple of the fish. I just think that's wrong of those adults.
It's despicable.
Yeah, that's a good word. Despicable.
It is. That's pretty low.
I know it is. I agree with you. So, we need to get that cut. Who said despicable? Was it Daffy Duck or was it Sylvester?
No, Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck.
I thought Daffy said it was despicable.
Yes. Despicable.
Despicable. Yes. The famous Mel Blanc. You know, he did a lot of radio.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He
the
did.
Man of a thousand voices.
Yeah.
Literally.
No. That was Fred Freeze.
No. It was
Mel Blanc. No.
Yep,
look it up.
Yep.
Look it up.
Okay, I will.
Look it up.
All right.
Nope. Mel Blanc. Look it up.
I did. I just said Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voices.
He was not the man of a thousand voices. That was the other guy.
Well, who's the other guy?
Fred Freeze or something like that. Look at the man with a thousand. Who's the man with a thousand faces?
Oh, Lon Chaney.
Correct. Senior.
Yeah.
Not junior.
No.
Junior tried.
Junior did what he could.
He did what he could, but he wasn't his death. He wasn't the Phantom of the Opera.
No.
He was the Wolfman, however.
Yep. But I'll check.
Check, man of a thousand voices. Yep, Fred Free, something like that. He was just featured the other day on the classic radio and looked him up. The man of a thousand voices. Check it out. One Mel Blanc. Radio people are weird. What?
That's right. We sit in a room all night. Nobody's there, and we talk out into space.
That would be you.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, that would be you sitting in a dark room all night long.
Well, I am. I'm tired.
I know. Pressing buttons. Not answering any phones.
No.
And then you get to listen to Coast to Coast, which really ought to freak you out.
It
in the
does.
Middle of the night. Yeah,
it
I mean,
puts me further out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you find yourself checking the hallway and, you know, leaving the lights on a little brighter?
Oh, without a doubt. There have been times where I could swear I saw somebody go down the hallway. But that's when I'm really, really, really tired.
Yeah. How about people cracking in the front door without you knowing about it?
No. Because I got a monitor.
Oh,
here.
Your monitor's right.
I got
there.
A monitor, and I would see it
if you're awake.
I am awake.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. We need a phone call. Break up this mess. So. Oh, my gosh. What can I say? So, anyway, have you ever seen a fisherman spring from one end of the bridge to the other? I don't know. Is your internet not working?
I went and checked. man of a thousand voices, and all I keep getting is Mel Blanc.
Not true.
I'll leave this up here so you can see it when you get off the air, and you will be eating crow. Good morning.
All right. Battle of Google. Who is known as Man of a Thousand Voices?
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc. But there's another one. Hang on a minute.
Maybe he's the man of 500 voices.
There's more, I can tell you. All right, then. Be that way. There's Mike in Randallstown calling in to give us, going to rescue us. All right, Mel Blanc, Man of Thousand Voices. But who's the other guy? Who's the other voice guy, voiceover guy? Who was he the voice of? I don't know. Mike in Randallstown, good morning. Help me out here. What's going on?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, I won't see you today, but I just wanted to call in and wish you a very happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
And, you know, as we discussed last year at this time, we all think of our fathers and the wonderful things they did for us. And
that's true.
Of course, in yours and mine, face it, our fathers are no longer with us. So I always do think of mine on Father's Day, and I know you think of yours also.
I do, very much
okay,
so.
Okay, well, happy Father's Day.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
All righty. Take care. Bye. Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. There he goes. Fred somebody. Doggone it. I just looked it up yesterday. Anyway, maybe Sparky can do some research on that one. And I know she already sent me Man of a Thousand Voices, Mel Blanc, but who's the other? Who's the other one? Who's the other guy? And I'm trying to think of some of the cartoon series he was on. All right, let's talk to Joe in Baltimore. Sorry. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Listen, I hate to interrupt all of the thousand voices. Check a thousand and one voices. But the other thing is I was going to say that years ago I was down off of the Nanticoke River. And,
yep.
Just doing a little driving around and saw a guy fishing off of a little bridge on a little, one of the tributaries, little stream.
Right.
And so I stopped and I said, "What you doing?" And he says, "I'm fishing for some of these brackish water catfish." He says, "They're already pre-salted." He says, "Pre-seasoned. It's good food." And I said, "So what are you using for bait?" He had a little bit of frozen shrimp. And I said, "Really? Shrimp? You went to the store and got frozen shrimp?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "If I can't catch catfish, I eat the shrimp."
I eat the shrimp. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, now I'm going to tell you something. Here's something that you don't know, or maybe don't know. Do you know there's a difference between shrimp that you get at the grocery store and bait shrimp?
No, I didn't.
Bait shrimp have not been pressure washed and had the iodine wiped out of their system.
Wow.
Okay, and you can buy bait shrimp that are straight from the salt water and ready to go, but don't eat them. That's
right.
That's the difference.
The iodine level's too high, huh?
Yep, it is. So if you go to supermarket, you're going to get a slightly less scented shrimp, okay, that you would normally use for bait. It'll work just fine, but you can eat it. But if you buy bait shrimp from a tackle shop, don't eat it.
Gotcha. Good advice.
There you go.
Isn't it the iodine that when people have seafood allergies, sometimes it's the iodine?
It is, and I think the iodine thing isn't good for your thyroid. I mean, even they say iodized salt helps prevent thyroid disease, but now there's some studies about iodized salt and why you should actually use sea salt or something like that.
Interesting. Well, sea salt ought to contain a small amount of
probably
iodine.
Does. Yeah, probably does. But the circular boxes all say iodized salt.
So, right.
Yeah, Robin was telling me about that the other day. So, all right, buddy. Thank you.
Very much.
You got it. See ya. Shane in Farmville, good morning.
Good morning, sir. This story kind of ties into the fishing deal we've been talking about.
Okay.
But,
this hit the local radio. There was this guy who had bird feeders in his backyard. And I guess a bear and a cubs were ravaging them.
Right.
So he calls the authorities, and they say, well, just remove the bird feeders.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So he calls back a few days later saying that please remove the dead bear and the cubs that are hovering over it.
Why? What happened?
Oh, he shot the bear. He was, and well, now it's just got two, it's, the cubs are motherless.
Well, where'd the story come from?
The local radio station.
Here?
No, Farmville, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, the local radio station. So the guy didn't take the bird feeders down, he shot the bear, and I'm guessing they arrested the guy.
Well, according to the radio, he swore that he thought he had a different type of shot in the, gun.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So now he got off. It was just a freebie.
But that's just wrong.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's just wrong. And I saw a news report the other day where somebody had, DNR, I didn't see it on the DNR page, but the NRP had gone into Baltimore City and rescued a fawn that somebody had on a leash and tied to a tree.
Daggone.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. I think we deserve to be kicked in the butt sometimes.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Sorry about the bear. Yep.
Yes, take care.
You too. See ya. Thank you. All right, we got Paul in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I was calling in. I was thinking the other guy you're thinking about is Fritz Freeleg.
Fritz Freeleg, maybe. I don't think so.
He does Looney Tunes. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, he's the director of Looney Tunes. He wasn't the voice.
Okay.
All right.
I'll keep looking. I'll keep searching.
There's a cartoon voice guy that did a lot of radio, and when I looked him up the other day, they were celebrating his birthday or something on the classic radio station on Sirius. Okay. I Googled the guy to see what cartoon voices I would know him in, and some of the voiceover work that he did. And it said he was known as the Man of a Thousand Voices. This was yesterday. Why can't I remember his name? Who knows? Thanks,
buddy.
You're
thinking about fishing.
What about fishing?
I said you're thinking about fishing. That's what.
Yeah, exactly,
about.
Exactly. All right, buddy. All thanks.
Happy Father's Day.
You too. Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello, Robin.
Hi, dear.
Welcome to WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show. How are you today, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Easton, and you owe Chris an apology.
Why?
Because the movie was Mel Blanc, The Man of a Thousand Voices.
Yeah, I know. I get it. All right, he's celebrating in there. Chris, you win. I'm humbled. But I'm telling you, I saw this guy who was known as Man of a Thousand Voices, and it wasn't Mel Blanc. So you can Google that, Robin.
I did. I Googled a whole bunch of them. And the only one that came out was Mel Blanc. And I've heard that for years.
I've probably heard it before. But I'm telling you, yesterday I Googled the guy while I'm listening to classic radio, and he was also known as Man of a Thousand Voices. So maybe he's a pretender to the throne.
I just got a phone call from about a gentleman by the name of Fred Tatasciore, but he's relatively young. He's only 51.
No.
So this is an older person.
Yeah, it's an older guy.
Okay.
All right.
I will do more Googling, but that's the only one I can find.
All right.
Also tell people, please, you don't call me Sparky because I'm a pyromaniac or something, okay?
No. It's because your love of bling.
I'm just making sure, because Chris asked me
I called you Sparky?
No. Yes.
Okay, maybe it's because because you like jewelry.
That's the only reason I am not a pyromaniac. I'm
no, none of the above.
Okay.
No, unlike Blazing Bear, I can tell you, Blazing Bear. He's a listener. He'll tell you the reason he's nicknamed Blazing Bear. But that's another story for another day.
Great callers, great show.
Thanks. Yeah, good guest today. Good callers. Appreciate it. And what do you think about these people that go in and pre-fish these ponds and stuff that they're stocked for the fish? What do you think? I don't like them.
If they're doing it because they know they're being stocked before.
That's the only reason they're doing it. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I agree.
And it's just a me too attitude. It's all about me.
Yep.
Not me too attitude, wrong one. But it's all about me.
Me, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. That's a whole different thing. Me too is a whole different
thing.
That's all right. All right, babe. Appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think I got her locked in. So, anyway, there we go. She's gone. Thanks for calling, honey. All right, I'm gonna research this guy, and I will make sure that I have my facts straight next week. Senior fishing license. Anybody over 65, $5 for a season license. $5. Okay. So the fellow called in about 62. Yeah, $5, and you can get a license to fish anywhere and everywhere in Maryland. So, We have a new crab manager in Maryland too, by the way. Her name is Janine McClare. Janine McClare. And we'll have her bio, and her picture in the next Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Extensive marine biology background and a passion for everything outdoors. She's worked all over the place, the National Aquarium, and NOAA, N-O-A-A, not the original NOAA on the Ark. I mean, you know, you get it. So, we are still looking for a few pictures for Maryland Loves Crabs. You can email me your crabby picture. Catching, eating, pictures of your catch, whatever, to Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com for the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. No guarantee we're going to publish them, but covers go to press this week. So tomorrow, I guess, is when we send the covers in on Father's Day. So it's all good. Lots of new people in the magazine this time. Of course, the good information is always the seasons and all the information that you can look online for. But, you know, we'll give you an easier way to figure out how to get there. You know, we'll give you the websites and so forth so that you don't have to search everywhere and be frustrated like I am at the moment looking for the other guy with 1,000 voices. So, that being said, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number is 242-6108, unless you're looking for the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 24-7 fishing hotline, which is 247-FISH, 247-3474, area code 410, 247-3474. And they update that at least once a week, and they'll give you all the locations and all the baits and all the fish they're catching everywhere. That's at Clyde Sports Shop. And Clyde's has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing, including non-offset circle hooks for striped bass chumming, live lining, even catching your bait. They have the little ones, non-offset circle hooks for catching your panfish and so forth if you want, for your perch and your spot and so forth. They've got that. They've got complete repair services for rods and reels. Anything that you break on your rod or your reel, they can fix. They can put new line on, and you're going to need it. And remember, we got hot weather coming next week. We got 90s coming.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. That's next week?
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday I saw you, and it's been a week. Weeks are flying by real quick. But yeah, tomorrow, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
At least.
Don't leave your fishing rod and reel in your trunk or in the back window of your vehicle or in the back of your truck or in your vehicle anywhere, because the heat, and not only the heat but light, will destroy your monofilament line. And you think you got 8-pound test on there, and you catch a nice fish, and he's fighting you, and all of a sudden, bing, gone. The big one that got away is your fault because your line was rotten. How do you like that?
You told him.
I done told you. Yep, exactly right. So, doesn't matter what strength your monofilament line is, doesn't matter what it is, heat and light will break down monofilament line. Wasn't I doing a Clyde's commercial?
Yeah, you were.
Boy, did I stray far afield.
No, because you were talking about how the weather can affect your line.
And I was
forth.
Talking about re-spooling your with new line at Clyde's Pork Chop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to charge them $250 for this commercial.
And they'll pay it.
Yeah, no, they
you're
won't.
You're bringing the business.
No, they won't. But that's the point. You know, you got to replace your line. Anyway, Clyde's Pork Chop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH.
WCBM, Baltimore.
High pressure will slide into the western Atlantic today, and it will get hot as we get into our Sunday. We do have an air quality alert for our Saturday. Temperatures today headed up into the mid to upper 80s, and we will see more sun than clouds. Tonight, more clouds late, overnight low 67, early clouds Sunday, then some clearing, afternoon high close to 90, 96 for Monday, under mostly sunny skies. Some showers and storms possible Tuesday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Linex. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233. Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And I'm going to do what you tell me to. Because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
You the man. Teresa in Westminster, good morning.
Good morning. I think I've got your answer.
Go for it.
Corey Burton.
Nope.
How?
Sorry.
Ah.
Sorry. Close. Well, there's a bunch of them. Rich Little was one of them. But the guy I was thinking of was a name by, guy by the name of Paul Fries. And Chris found it. And I looked. This is the one I looked up yesterday. Okay. It says, along with his contemporary Mel Blanc, he became known as the Man of a Thousand Voices. This is Solomon Hirsch Fries, F-R-E-E-S, Paul Fries. He was the voice. He was the voice of Boris Badenov on Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Love Boris Badenov.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boris Badenov.
Yeah, because I looked up the golden age of radio, and that's what this guy did, too.
Yep, Paul Fries. Yep.
Wow.
That's the guy I looked up. What?
And at the same time, even though he was the voice of Boris Badenov, you know who did the voice for Rocky the Squirrel?
No.
It's a lady who just recently died.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she did. She was also...
She just died recently.
Yeah.
And
who was the narrator for the Rocky and Bullwinkle show?
Oh, Lord.
William Conrad.
William Conrad, exactly.
Sherman and...
yes.
I can't think of the
Dr. Peabody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Fractured
Fairy Tales. I got it. Yeah, Boris Badenov. Yes.
I'm going to have to find Rocky and Bullwinkle on television.
Yeah.
You can actually buy the DVDs. I've got them. Three sets.
That's what Chris does at night.
No, I don't. I wait for you to come.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because you're the only person I see all night long. But seriously, you can buy the DVDs. I think you can get them on Amazon. And they're not that expensive.
Yeah. Rocky and Bullwinkle. Boris Badenov.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Trivia. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. There she goes. Yeah, William Conrad. What other voice did William Conrad... I mean, William Conrad was all over classic radio. What was he? What was one of his series that he did a lot of?
I remember it was a detective show, and I can't remember the name of it.
That's one. Gunsmoke.
Here we go.
Gunsmoke. All right. Well, interesting show. I wonder if Boris Badenov ever went fishing with Natasha. You never know. All right.